Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I am your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are now accepting applications for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards, where we recognize top businesses and business leaders with their commitment to leadership. You can find an application now at leadersportfolio.com, and we encourage you to nominate someone and apply yourself. We are now here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the founder and CEO of Acuity, Mr. Rui Garcia. Acuity is located in Washington, D.C. It's an Inc. 500 company ranked number 455 in 2011, and it provides management and IT consulting to the federal sector. Acuity is also celebrating its 10th anniversary and is a two-time awardee of excellence from the Department of State. Welcome, Rui.
Thank you for having me.
Now, that's a nice little resume there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been very blessed.
And you previously worked for Oracle as a senior account executive in the area of government services. And at some point, you kind of jumped and founded Acuity. Why?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a goal of mine to start my own business.
Always.
Always. And I think a lot of that comes from my parents. my parents had come to the United States from Portugal, and they brought their three little boys. Unfortunately, they didn't have the opportunity to pursue an education, but that was a goal of theirs for their children. And I think my brothers and I are living the American dream. We all are entrepreneurs and
really?
Very successful.
Three of you? How many?
Absolutely. Yes, three of us.
Really? That's unusual.
Like I said, we've been very blessed. And my older brother has been in business for himself for 25 years. He owns an insurance agency in the Boston area. My middle brother, also very successful in his own right, and is the CEO of a company called CAI International, which is a transportation company. And he had the good fortune of taking that company public and being on the New York Stock Exchange and ringing the bell, which was a proud moment for our family.
So do you have a hard time coordinating holiday events?
It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. We're all over the country, but it's a great...
Who cooks?
I'll be the first one to tell you, not me. I'm a great eater, though.
All right. So we're speaking with Rui, founder and CEO of Acuity. And, one of the things I wanted to mention with, and of course, you provide management IT consulting to the federal sector, but one of the principles that I discuss here in Leaders Portfolio is regarding the panoptic leadership principle is philanthropy. And the Washington Post noted that you made a $25,000 donation to breast cancer awareness last year. And then you also funded the opening of a new lodging area at Jill's House, which is a nonprofit that provides care for children with intellectual disabilities. So what role do you believe corporate leaders play with regards to philanthropy?
Well, Rebecca, I think it's really important to always give back. But with success presents opportunity to contribute to our community. Unfortunately, we had one of our family members within Acuity, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so we wanted to do something to give back. And so Susan G. Komen is a wonderful foundation that are helping many women out there that are suffering through this, traumatic illness.
And we're speaking again with the founder and CEO of Acuity, and one of your press releases says that Acuity consultants report, quote unquote, getting to work with each other, unquote, among their favorite aspects of being employed by Acuity. So did this positive employee culture happen naturally, or what steps did you in the leadership role take to create that?
Well, I think Acuity is somewhat unique in that a number of our employees that we hire are referrals from other employees. So it's something I really take a lot of pride in. If they were miserable, they wouldn't be referring their friends or former colleagues to our company. But we have a great group of people that are extremely intelligent, that have great character, that come to work because they can contribute and make a difference, not only for our clients, but for one another. And, it's just a great working environment. I'd like to say that I had a hand in developing that culture, but it really is it's more than just me.
Now, you recently won an award for being a top 25 8A firm, talking about Acuity. What were the factors that you considered to become 8A certified? Were you sure you were going to do it, or did you think about it, and, you know, kind of how did you arrive at that?
Well, I kind of stumbled upon it. As I learned more about the federal marketplace, I had heard about this wonderful program that the Small Business Administration had in place called the 8A Business Development Program, and it was put in place to help foster the growth of small minority-owned businesses. And it's a great program where they provide you with guidance from also retired executives or entrepreneurs that you can pick their brains at certain times to, you know, get advice when needed. So it's a wonderful program, and we've been in that program now for about 8 years.
And your wife works with you. Is she an owner as well, or?
Well, I started the business prior to our marriage.
Okay.
But as you know, Rebecca, when you work with your significant other, it's a partnership.
Joint.
It's a partnership, and she's a wonderful lady that possesses skills that, you know, I'm the first one to tell her she's a better business development person than I am. So while we work together, it works really well because we get to work on different aspects of the company at times, and we don't necessarily cross patterns all the time. But, I've always heard that you're not supposed to do business with family and friends, but, we share a lot. Yeah, we broke that rule. We share our lives together. So, and we have two wonderful children. So, sharing the business is just another aspect of it.
Great. Now, your background is you have a bachelor's from the College of Holy Cross and an MBA from Babson College. So, what's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, by definition, leadership is one who leads a group of people towards some sort of business goal or objective. As a leader, you have to have a clear vision or a clear goal that people can easily understand. And in addition to that, working with your leadership team, putting together a roadmap on how to achieve that goal. And as you execute, it's all about monitoring the progress. And if you're falling off track, it's not a failure. You just regroup and revisit, your steps that you've taken and get back on track.
And when have you failed as a leader?
I don't really like that word, failure. Failure.
No one does.
Yeah. But I look at it, I think failure is only when you try something and you fall and you decide not to get back up. Every opportunity that you pursue, even if you don't hit it right the first time, there's always lessons to be learned. And you just have to keep trying until you get it right.
Now, has leadership been harder since you became an Inc. 500, like with fast growth, or easier?
Well, you're always trying to improve. As I said, I feel very blessed for our growth, but it's been managed growth. We're always trying to figure out ways to do things better for our clients, to be innovative. And you hear that term innovation. It's just a better way of doing things for yourself or for your clients. And you have to be creative. Mm-hmm. And you always have to adapt to some of the things that are going on in the marketplace. So, it gets hard, but we don't shy away from a challenge.
Excellent. And we're speaking with the founder and CEO of Acuity, Mr. Rui Garcia. And what was an aspect of running your business that we wouldn't necessarily know?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of aspects to our business that one may not, identify quickly. You mentioned my experience in business school. One of the courses that I wish I paid a little more attention to was organizational behavior. And, when you have a group of individuals that are working towards a goal, it's all about figuring out how to connect with one another and get the things that you need out of people and pull the right levers so that you're all a cohesive team. I think we have a wonderful human resources department, and that's an aspect of the business that, we pay a lot of attention to.
And where do you see yourself over the next, what do we say, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary?
Yeah.
Next 10 years.
We're looking forward to the next 10 years.
Bigger cake at 20?
I hope so. I hope so. Unfortunately, I've got a sweet tooth, so it better be a bigger cake. I see us, you know, currently we do about $25 million in revenues, but I see us hopefully within the next 10 years achieving that monumental milestone of $100 million in revenues. Certainly want to continue to expand our presence in the federal space, but also exploring international business as well.
Do you want to eventually sell, or are you just going to head into retirement doing this?
Well, I'd like to think I'm still pretty young. I just turned 40, so I have a...
You've got a good 40 years.
Yes, I've got two young kids, too. So, as I said, I feel very blessed, and I've been able to store away some money to take care of my family. But at the same time, you know, I feel like I have a mission to complete with Acuity, which is, you know, to try to use this company as an instrument to do good.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're speaking with Mr. Rui Garcia here on Leaders Portfolio. He's the founder and CEO of Acuity. And Rui, last question, which is that has there been anything in your past that really has influenced who you are as a leader today?
No doubt. It's my parents. You know, making making the decision to come to the United States with three little boys, you know, making that decision to learn a new culture, not even being able to speak the language, given the things that I do to run the company, pale in comparison. So, but, you know, at the same time, I'm always looking to improve myself, to be a better leader, to be a better communicator, you know, and to evolve as you know, the business environment, you know, forces us to evolve at times.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. Rui Garcia here with us on Leaders Portfolio. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Founder and CEO of Acuity, Rui Garcia. And of course, you can find this audio cast on leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank the supporters of leadership. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're a company that values leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. If you're a company that wants to communicate to the private and federal sectors, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We will be back after we hear from our sponsors.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.